Good morning. We continue with our study of the 30 psukim that we use to prepare ourselves, the 30 for 30. And today we begin the section known as Shofros. I have to tell you the truth. The Gemara is pretty clear in why it is that we say Malchios. Malchios, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. It's pretty clear why we say Zichronos. Kedei Sheyalu Zichronechem Lefanek Letova. That when we bring up the Shofros section, the Gemara only says, Ubama Ba Shofar, use the Shofar. Not really a very compelling reason for Tem Sukim, necessarily. So what exactly is the goal of the Shofar section? And by the way, within it, the first Pasuk. So the author of the Yesod V'Shorash HaAvodah explains that really when we are involved in the Shofar section, we really are awaiting yet one more sound. It's the sound of the Kol Shofar L'Cheruseinu. And the kavana that a person wants to have at the time he or she is saying the Shofar section is the kavana of at what point are we going to get to hear that great Shofar. And we find that particularly in today's Pasuk, which is the first of the ten of Shofros, when we say, Vayhi bayom ha-shlishi bios ha-boker, at the time of Matan Torah, 3 days, at the end of the 3-day bidud section, the Shloshes Yomei Hagbala, when it was daytime outside, Vayhi kolo suvrakim ve'anan kabed al-ha'ar, there was thunder and lightning, there was noise, and there was a big cloud on the mountain, v'kol shofar chazak ma'od, and there was the sound of a shofar that was very strong. Vayecharet kolam asher b'machaneh, and of course, as the Pasuk ends, the people were quite nervous. So the Yesod V'Shorash HaAvodah takes the first lesson over here to state, when are my actions going to allow me to hear, just like they heard? When am I going to have that schus? And that's a thought process that we have to have. Of course, inherent in it is, what can we do to be able to be like the Jews were at the time of Matan Torah? Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzalto, the Ramchal, adds that at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, the Zoama, the evil spirit, the shell that came out at the time that Adam HaRishon sinned, and melted away. This is a big theme that Rabbi Soloveitchik talks about quite a bit in his Hashkafa writings. And for that, we also try to have intent at the time we say the Shofar section, that we want to get rid of the Zoama that keeps us and serves as a barrier between us and Abinu Shabashamayim. When we talk about the kolos and brakim in this pasuk, what's with all the noises? The kolos and brakim, when you hear thunder, we all tend to jump, right? It brings up a fear, and loud noises bring out fear. Kol shofar is a kol of nechama. If it's blown properly, it's an instrument. And for that, we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we mention this pasuk, we're trying to put the two pieces together. Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, the author of the Aksava Kabbalah, explains that that through the Mamar Har Sinai, we establish two different aspects of our same relationship with Hashem. The Avinu, the Malkenu, the Kolos Ubrakim, and also the Kol Shofar. And that really is supposed to get inside each and every one of us. So again, the first thought that we want to take from the first Pasuk is the understanding that we have to make a combination of the strength, the distance of God, and the power of God that tends to freak us out. And also, at the same time, the sense of getting close to Hashem, that God is reaching out and sort of calling us to pull us inside, and we need to be pulled, we need to allow ourselves to be stirred at this section and ask ourselves those questions. But then there's a second thought that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, the Berditchever, brings down. He brings down the story of a certain king who got lost when he was going through the forest. And he found a group of people, and unfortunately they had never been out of the forest. So he was really, really lost until a certain individual happened to be walking through and took the king out of the forest and brought him back to the castle. Of course, the king was elated, and he gave this guy a lot of honor, and he raised him up in the world, and he made him the prime minister until the scandal broke out. And the guy was found to be charged with a tremendous violation of the king's honor, and he was about to be put to death. When he asked for one final request, and the king says, okay, what's your final request? He says, I'd like to put on the clothing that I once wore when I was walking through a forest. And he put on the clothing that he was wearing the very same day that he saved the king's life. And, of course, the king saw this individual, and he remembered the entire story of being lost in the forest, and his rachamim was nisorer. He had a sense of mercy, and he saved the individual's life. So the Berditchever points out that The same thing is true with us. Why are we bringing up Matan Torah? Matan Torah is a Shavuos-based holiday and a Shavuos-based thought process. Why is it being brought up on Rosh Hashanah? Says the Kedushas Levi, on Yom HaDin, we want to show our God that we are the same people that we were at the Ma'amad Har Sinai, and He had the same feelings for us that He should have for us now. So we're putting on these clothes, and we want to be Me'orer the Rachamim as well. We want to encourage the sense of mercy as well. So again, as we get to this first Pasuk in the Shofar section, perhaps we might consider for ourselves how soon we need to have that Shukah, we need to have that desire, Masai Timloch B'Tzion, that when is God going to be able to go ahead and allow us the opportunity to hear the Kol HaShofar, and what can we do about that? The second thing is, when is the shofar going to penetrate within us, both in terms of the sense of awe and fear, and at the same time, the sense of nechama, to know where we sit with God? And finally, the last thing we need to remember is that we have a sense of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we try to get Him to realize that we are the same people who were there at the Ma'amad Har Sinai. What can we do to act the same way that they do? What impressions can we have at that moment in time? What attempts in our lives can we try to bring about so that God is not just an ancillary extra credit, Mishmar, but rather God is something that, and someone that we want to have as primary in our relationships in the world. If we can get that down pat, I'm sure not only will our Rosh Hashanah be day, but will be a big day, but we will be transformed to get to the greatest of all days. Everybody have a terrific day.